శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 42 బాబాస్ పాసింగ్ అవే ప్రీవియస్ ఇండికేషన్ అవర్టింగ్ డెత్ ఆఫ్ రామచంద్ర దాదా పాటియల్ అండ్ తాత్యాకోటె పాటియల్ చారిటీ టు లక్ష్మీబాయి సిందే లాస్ట్ మూమెంట్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ద పాసింగ్ అవే ఆఫ్ బాబా ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రిలిమినరీ ద స్టోరీ given in the previous chapter have shown that the light of the guru's grace removes fear of the mundane existence opens the path of salvation and turns our misery into happiness if we always remember the feet of the sadguru our troubles come to an end death loses its sting and the miseries of this mundane existence is obliterated therefore those who care for their welfare should carefully listen to these stories of Sai Samrat which will purify their minds. In the beginning, Hemant Pant dwells on Dr. Pandit's worship and his marking Baba's forehead with Tripunda, that is, three horizontal lines. But as this has been already described in chapter 11, it has been omitted here. Om Shri Sai. Previous indication. The readers up till now heard the story of Baba's life. Let them now hear attentively Baba's passing away. Baba got a slight fever on 28 September 1918. The fever lasted for 2 or 3 days, but afterwards Baba gave up his food and thereby grew weaker and weaker. On the 17th day, that is Tuesday, the 15th October 1918, Baba left his mortal coil at about 2:30 p.m. White, Professor G.G. Narke's letter dated 5th November 1918 to Dada Saheb Kapade, published in Sai Leela magazine, page 78, first year. 2 years before this, that is in 1916, Baba gave an indication of his passing away, but nobody understood it then. It was as follows. On the Vijayadashmi, that is Dasara day, Baba all of a sudden got into a wild rage in the evening when people were returning from Shamolghav, that is crossing the border of limits of the village. Taking off his headdress, kafni and langota, etc., he tore them and threw them in the dhuni before him. On being fed this offering, the fire in the dhuni began to burn brighter and Baba shone still brighter. He stood there, stark naked, and with his burning red eye shouted, "You fellows, now, have a look and decide finally whether I am a Muslim or a Hindu." Everybody was trembling with fear, and none dared to approach Baba. After some time, Bhagoji Shinde, the leaper devotee of Baba, went boldly near him and succeeded in tying a langota, that is waistband, round his waist and said, "Baba, what is all this? Today is Simalongha, that is Dasara holiday." Baba, striking the ground with the satka, said, "This is my Simalongha, that is crossing the border." Baba did not cool down till 11 p.m. and the people doubted whether the Chavadi procession would ever take place that night. After an hour, Baba resumed his normal condition and, dressing himself as usual, attended the Chavadi procession as described before. By this incident, Baba gave a suggestion that Dasara was the proper time for him to cross the border of life, but none understood its meaning then. Baba gave another indication also as follows. Om Shri Sai. Averting death of Ramachandra and Tatya Patil. Sometime after this, Ramachandra Patil became seriously ill. He suffered a lot. He tried all remedies, but finding no relief, despaired of his life and was waiting for the last moment. Then, one midnight, Baba suddenly stood near his bed. Patil held his feet and said, "I have lost all hopes of life. Please tell me definitely when I shall die." "Merciful," Baba said, "don't be anxious. Your hundi, that is death warrant, has been withdrawn and you will soon recover. But I am afraid of Tatya Patil. He will pass away on Vijayadashmi of Shaka 1840, that is 1918 AD. Do not divulge this to anybody nor to him, for he will be terribly frightened." Ramachandra Dada got well, but he felt nervous about Tatya's life, for he knew that Baba's word was unalterable and that Tatya would breath his last within 2 years. He kept this hint secret, told it to none, but to Bala Shimpi, a tailor only. Only these two persons, Ramachandra Dada and Bala Shimpi, were in fear and suspense regarding Tatya's life. Ramachandra Dada soon left his bed and was on his legs. Time passed quickly. The month of Bhadrapada of Shaka 1840, that is 1918 AD, was ending and Ashwini was approaching. True to Baba's word, Tatya fell sick and was bedridden, and so he could not come for Baba's darshan. Baba was also down with fever. Tatya had full faith in Baba. Tatya's illness began to grow from bad to worse, and he could not move at all, but always remembered Baba. The predicament of Baba began to grow equally worse. The day predicted, that is Vijayadashmi, was impending, and both Ramachandra Dada and Bala Shimpe were terribly frightened about Tatya, and their bodies trembling and perspiring with fear. Though that, as predicted by Baba, Tatya's end was near, Vijayadashmi dawned and Tatya's pulse began to beat very slowly, and he was expected to pass away shortly. But a curious thing happened. Tatya remained, his death was averted, and Baba passed away instead. It seemed as if there was an exchange. People said that Baba gave up his life for Tatya. Why did he do so? He alone knows, and his ways are inscrutable. It seems, however, that in this incident Baba gave a hint of his passing away, substituting Tatya's name for his own. Next morning, that is 16th October, Baba appeared to Dasganu at Pandrapur in his dream and said to him, "The masjid collapsed. All the oilmen and grocers of Shirdi harassed me a lot, so I leave the place. I therefore came to inform you here. Go there quickly and cover me with bakal flowers." Dasganu got the information also from Shirdi letters. So he came to Shirdi with his disciples and started bhajan and kirtan and sang the Lord's name. All throughout the day, before Baba's samadhi, himself weaving a beautiful garland of Lord Hari's name, he placed it on Baba's samadhi and gave a mass feeding in Baba's name. Om Shri Sai. Charity to Lakshmi Bai. Dasara or Vijayadashmi is regarded by all the Hindus as the most auspicious time, and it is befitting that Baba should choose this time for his crossing the borderline. He was ailing some days before the last moment. He sat up without anybody's aid and looked better. People thought that the danger had passed off and he was getting well. He knew that he was to pass away soon, and therefore he wanted to give some money as charity to Lakshmi Bai Shinde. Om Shri Sai. Baba pervading all creatures. This Lakshmi Bai Shinde was a good and well-to-do woman. She was serving in the masjid day and night. Except Bhagat Malaspati, Tatya and Lakshmi Bai, none was allowed to step in the masjid at night. Once, while Baba was sitting in the masjid with Tatya in the evening, Lakshmi Bai came and saluted Baba. The latter said to her, "Oh Lakshmi, I am very hungry." Off she went saying, "Baba, wait a bit. I return immediately with bread." She did return with bread and vegetables and placed the same before Baba. He took it and gave it to a dog. Lakshmi Bai then said, "What is this, Baba? I ran in haste, prepared bread with my own hands for you, and you threw it to a dog without eating a morsel of it. You gave me trouble unnecessarily." Baba replied, "Why do you grieve for nothing? The appeasement of the dog's hunger is the same as mine. The dog has a soul, the creatures may be different, but the hunger of all is the same. Though some speak and others are dumb, know for certain that he who feeds the hungry really serves me with food. Regard this as a truth." This is an ordinary incident, but Baba therefore propounded a great spiritual truth and showed its practical application in daily life without hurting anybody's feelings. From this time onwards, Lakshmi Bai began to offer him daily bread and milk with love and devotion. Baba accepted and ate it appreciatingly. He took a part of this and sent the remainder through Lakshmi Bai to Radha Krishnamai, who always relished and ate Baba's remnant prasad. This bread story should not be considered as digression. It shows how Sai Baba pervaded all the creatures and transcended them. He is omnipresent, birthless, deathless and immortal. Baba remembered Lakshmi Bai's service. How could he forget her? Just before leaving the body, he put his hand in his pocket and gave her just ₹5 and then ₹4, in all ₹9. The figure 9 is indicative of the 9 types of devotion described in chapter 21, or it may be the dakshina offered at the time of Shimarangan. Lakshmi Bai was a well-to-do woman. And so, she was not in want of any money. Baba might have suggested to her and brought to her notice the 9 characteristics of good disciple mentioned in the 6th verse of chapter 10, Skanda 11 of the Bhagavat, wherein first 5 and then 4 characteristics are mentioned. In the first and the second couplets, Baba asks, this gift of 9 she will remember ever. Being so watchful and conscious, Baba also took other precautions in his last moment. He ordered them all to clear off with due consideration for his devotees. Kaka Sahib Dikshit, Babu Sahib Bhuti and others were in the masjid anxiously waiting upon Baba. But he asked them to go to the wada and return after meals. So they could not leave Baba's presence, nor could they disobey him. So with heavy heart and heavy feet, they went to the wada. They knew that Baba's condition was very serious and that they did not forget this. They sat for meals, but their mind was elsewhere. It was with Baba. Before they finished, news came to them of Baba shedding the mortal coil. Leaving their dishes, they ran to the masjid and found that Baba rested finally on Bhaiyaji's lap. He did not collapse on the ground, nor did he lie on his bed, but sitting quietly on his seat and doing charity with his own hand, left the mortal coil. Saints embody themselves and come in this world with a definite mission, and after that is fulfilled, they pass away as quietly and easily as they came. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.